we do our best to take pride in what we do and who we are, and we try to, well, our motto is honesty, integrity, and professionalism in every transaction. And that actually matters to us in a way that if you understood our industry, you would understand how significant that is. To be able to make a statement like that is a very strong, aggressive point, frankly. To put it lightly, it's not the cleanest industry. It's free market enterprise. Something that, you know, I've got a few things on my mind today. What's new? When you know, people, everything is online. Google this, Google that. And to be honest, there's companies out there that offer certain things at certain prices. They're technically nationally, you know, national marketing companies. And here's the thing we've learned. We do a lot of business. And we see a lot of that product coming in when people want to sell it. So here's who we are, to keep it simple. Our pricing is always nationally competitive or better, okay? In other words, we guarantee you nationally competitive, fair pricing. When I mean competitive, I mean lowest, right? And it's based on our research and our algorithms. We have a lot of databases. We have a lot of information that we groom. We know what we're doing, okay? But here's the thing. I run into, like, AppMax or JM Bullion, these companies, people will buy, like, a roll of Morgan dollars that's supposed to be AU or whatever, and there's always two wire-brushed pieces of junk in there and a couple that are below the grade, and it's just pathetic, to be honest. And I think part of it is a lack of ethics, and a lot of it is the employees. I flew a couple guys up from each of these companies, a number of them. I flew a bunch of people up to interview, to work for us. And frankly, folks, they're not impressive. And their knowledge base is extremely limited. And it wasn't an impressive situation. We really do strive for excellence in everything. We try to be the best at what we do. It's super important to us. And that's just, you know, I'm sure I understand it's easy to make claims. But as I've said, you know, I've been around a while in life, and my word matters, and I stand behind it, and we do the best we can to be straight with you all the time. The most important thing is that you know that where you're going and what you're doing and what you're getting is 100% legit all the time. We guarantee absolutely everything we sell, 100% lifetime guarantee on, obviously, authenticity, but also quality, you know. If you saw what I've seen over the years, people come in with American Gold Eagles that they picked up at the who knows what, the gun show or some other place, I don't even know, that are polished and scratched. And, yeah, it's still an ounce of gold, hypothetically, but it's impaired, and that affects the value and all that. We don't do that to you. You'll never have to worry about that. And that may, like I said, I don't want to sound like I'm just whipping a pitch at you, but it's important to us because we know the industry. We know our product is good, clean, solid product. If you buy a bunch of Peace or Morgan Silver dollars from us or pre-33 gold, if we say they're extra fine or they're fine or whatever it is, what we sell, you can go anywhere at any time, and you're not going to receive any argument, okay? This business has two facets. It's got a lot of small guys, teeny guys, that are just struggling to get by. They don't have any capital. I mean, last week we wrote, you know, well over $1 million in checks, buying stuff over the counter. We had some fortune. We got into some beautiful estates. Really old estates from the 70s of pre-33 gold and Morgans, which are really hard to get now, folks. This stuff's drying up, and so we have a beautiful inventory of that. I'll get to that in a minute, but that's going to be gone fast. Today we had a humdinger, and it's going to go away. People are waiting for this stuff. It's where you want your money right now. But the thing is, you get these guys that are small players, and they push things way too far. There's an ethical issue. they may, I don't think they lack knowledge, but they'll sell you stuff that doesn't, quote, meet the grade. And you don't have to worry about all that. I don't want to try to hyper expose you to what I deal with on a daily basis, but I just want you to understand, you got my word. I'm Kevin. You have my word. You don't have to shop. I've done it for you. You don't have to become a two-minute expert on the internet, because that's exactly what happens. I mean, sometimes people come in and they think they've done research and they know. If you even realized how, I don't know what the magic word is, but how foolish sometimes people seem, and I don't mean to be rude, but it's like, we've been, you know, I've done this 80 hours a week for 30 years, and if you don't understand the level of acumen and comprehension you gain over that time, then you've probably worked for the government your whole life doing the same thing over and over. Maybe you're a envelope stamper or something, I don't know. But experts become experts, you know, and they, and if people who strive for excellence will eventually achieve it. The relentless pursuit of perfection is one of my favorite sayings. So I'll just leave it at that. But I also want to roll in and tell you, we do have a nice selection of pre-33 gold, $2.50, $5, $10, and $20 gold pieces. And that means, I discussed on the last show, FDR did the hypothetical confiscation, which was a buyback, and he removed a lot of that product from the market, but because people didn't know any better. But the bottom line is, it's always been okay to own. So people talk about the confiscation in 33. The confiscation was an executive order forcing people, hypothetically, to sell their gold to the government. People didn't, it was patriotic. Why? Think of the logic. Why would my government need my gold? Well, the real reason is debt. They had a truckload of debt to pay off on to foreign nations because of the war. You know, we had the Federal Reserve Act I covered last week come in and then, you know, and basically start to transition everything into paper assets. But a lot of these other countries weren't buying in. And so when the crash of 29 came, they're like, all right, we've seen enough of this fiat currency stuff. We want our metal back. And I'm telling you, you know, you may know the story that I think before World War One, where Great Britain parked a ship off the shore of our ocean or of our eastern board, demanding their gold back, and it became a potential battle. It was like we knew if, and they knew if they shot a shot, they were dead in the water. I mean, this is how bad it is. Angela Merkel under Obama demanded all of her gold back, and guess how much she got back? Nothing. He said, over 7 years, we'll pay you back your gold. Well, he never gave her a bit, not a bit. So, you know, the government, that the gold now is secured by the Federal Reserve. They're brilliant. They're a private bank. They absolutely, our government, our Congress, our cowardly failures, this is what we're run by even today. Cowardly failures gave all the gold up to the Fed in exchange for paper money. They had rattled up all this paper money through the Fed that continued to maintain what's called the gold clause that said that it was repayable in gold. They never intended to do so. It was a deception to get people to deposit their gold. So the good news is pre-33 gold survived, and it's legal tender. And this is super important to understand. When you buy pre-1933 gold or silver coins, they are legal tender. Always have been, always will be. Won't be confiscated, can't be taken away. If they ever were, it's because the dollar collapses in full, and we obsolete our currency. We've never done that, okay? Mexico has, all these third world countries have. We've seen the euro sweep through Europe and ultimately wipe out the pound sterling and all this, but not in America, okay? So like it or lump it, our currency's stout. It may be losing its buying power at a rapid pace, unprecedented right now, thanks to brain dead Biden. But I guarantee you, it still is what it is. The point of precious metals is that they maintain their buying power. People I've discussed, they get into this what's up, what's down thing, and, you know, every day they got to watch their investments and what's it doing, and that is a terrible way to live. When you buy God's money, gold, which is biblically endorsed and authorized and divinely created, inspired, whatever you want to call it, from the beginning of written human history, and it's a fact, it's throughout the Bible endlessly, you own God's money. And I'm telling you, God said he put it all over heaven. I've discussed God made sure the wise men, the first thing they gave his son was gold, frankincense, and myrrh. He made his temple out of it. He created economics out of it. He said it's money. He claimed he owned it all, that it was all his, that he created it for us. He called it money. I mean, you go all the way back to Genesis 2. Folks, do you know how profound that is? God created the heavens and the earth, man and woman, animals, beasts, you know, plant life and all this. The very next thing, he does a quick recap, and what's he do after that? Rolls straight into gold. He says, in the land of Havilah, there's gold. And then he says, gold is taub, T-O-W-B, T-O-V-B, good, healthy, wealthy, honest, you know, on and on and on and on and on and on. He said, this is the stuff. Folks, he made our earth, and he created the elements within it. And if you get into the whole breakdown, there's a certain amount of metals that we can mine as populations grow. Obviously, the metal gets consumed. It's harder to get to, and there ends up being this homeostasis in the quantity of metals per man, woman, and child. Years back, I calculated it out to about 3/10 of an ounce of gold, and I think 6 ounces, roughly 5.5 ounces of silver for every man, woman, and child on Earth. But then silver gets consumed industrially and without recovery, frankly, the mass majority of it, and it's continuously being reaped from the earth. But gold is used in everything. Gold is fantastic for electronics. Of course, it's beautiful for jewelry. People aren't going to stop using it. That goes along with quality diamonds as well. We specialize in quality diamonds. We do bridal sets and nice things. We have diamonds of every sort, shape, and size, but we hypothetically try to specialize in better quality because our pricing is so wholesale to the public that it's, you know, what you get from us for the price is the same. You know, you get a nice quality stone and a good product from us for the same price or far less in a lot of cases than you get from some of these chain stores that just sell you, unfortunately, what we call like broken glass or frozen spit. People don't know what they're looking at. A beautiful diamond is a beautiful thing. God made those too. They're created under extreme pressure from carbon. You got to watch where you're buying those too. Why? Well, now they've got man-made stuff, you know. It really gets frustrating how many people are, you know, buying these man-made diamonds, and they're even putting inclusions in them, and there is testing electronic devices that test them, and again, we guarantee everything we sell, but just be careful out there, and don't cut corners. I mean, God made good stuff. God made the good stuff. There is nothing like the stuff God made. You look at rocks and gems and, you know, the earth and the beauty. There's nothing even remotely close. So don't go buying some. You don't want to cut corners and nip them, you know, all that. You just buy the real thing. And then we offer that. We stand behind it 100%. I want to talk briefly just to touch on some basic, I guess you'd call them current events, if you will, that are just kind of on my mind. I'm getting more and more of this critical theory, okay? Marxism uses critical theory. What is critical theory? Critical theory is you just continue to criticize and destroy and break down. What's the Bible say? Let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth except that which edifies another. I think that's Ephesians 4:29. And I didn't quote it right, but you get my point. We are to speak to build up. our oratory skills build up or tear down. That's a scripture in Proverbs. It says your words bring life or death. You can destroy or build up. Well, when we get the evil one, you know, I always say godlessness is man-made government. Godliness is God-led government. You get the godlessness running down the rail, just piling and driving and negative and trashing, and you get this confirmation bias on social media. The left, and people say, oh, I don't like the word left. I don't like the word liberal. I don't like the word, you know. Progressive's okay with me because it means they're Marxists. Progressives are Marxists. You hear progressivism, you hear Marxism, folks. One and the same. But they have this critical theory where they want to destroy Western civilization. They're being brainwashed into destroying our country. These kids don't know what they're doing. This new generation I covered on Friday, where AOC came out and said, we have, you know, two or three generations that have never experienced prosperity. You talk about spoiled, rotten brats. Why are people kicking down the door to get into our house, pouring in this country, and you got brain dead Biden doing nothing? You got his wife Jill making excuses for him when he goes to Saudi Arabia and says he can't cut a good deal, and he really wasn't focused on the meeting because he was so distracted by the Roe v. Wade issue, and I don't even remember what else. I might have it in my notes, but I'll tell you. The president of the United States of America was distracted by challenges? I mean, come on, folks. When will people stop this rubbish? And the media picks it up and they run. Why? They want to win. It's the two-party system. George Washington warned us. Jefferson warned us. Madison warned us. They said it's terrible. It's dangerous. They call it despotism. It's absolute destruction of the greatest nation in the history of the world. We get fed lies. I was reading, watching this stuff. You may have saw the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where all these cowardice cops ran. They were running around like a bunch of chickens with their head cut off. They left a 19-year-old mass murderer in a room with victims for 73 minutes while they ran around with their tails tucked. These guys are weak wimps, and here's what's going on, in my opinion, okay? Our police have become the tax collectors that Jesus spoke of, our police system. I'm sorry, I know the men are good, and a lot of them are stuck in this broken system, and they feel trapped. I've talked to a ton of them. They hate it. They have bureaucracy. They have egos all around. There is no room for heroism. They're terrified. They're told every day, your number one goal today is to make sure you come home to your family safely. They're told this over and over again. Your personal health and security is the most important thing. This is a police officer who's sworn an oath to the Constitution, and sworn an oath to uphold it, and sworn an oath to protect and serve. You put those two words together, what does that mean? Protect. Protect means you run into the trouble. You stand in front of the innocent, and you serve them. You've chosen to be a servant. It's not going to be easy. It's brutality. And to be honest with you, I don't know why they do it. I've actually had police officers tell me they hate it, but they get, you know, this much pay and this much pension and nothing else will pay them what they make. So they stay there. Well, is that who you want protecting you? And then they have this quasi-fraternal military organization mentality where, for example, I was driving home the other night and they have a guy's car, the trunk's up and the doors are open and seven cop cars, lights are flying everywhere. The guy's in cuffs just standing there. They love that show of presence. It makes them feel macho. It makes them feel they want to overwhelm you with strength. It's the blitzkrieg, okay? instead of, you know, they're told, though, you got to watch for that one in a million. You got to watch for that one in a million. They think everyone's going to shoot them. They tell them, do not use common sense. And this is straight out of the mouth of a person that is high in law enforcement, as you can imagine. He told me they're teaching the kids now, do not ever rely on your common sense. Part of the reason is these kids have none. A lot of them are dinger and fruitcakes. I've seen them. But they're not using common sense. They don't walk up to a, you know, I'm an older gentleman, and isn't that nice? I refer to myself that way. I'm a 56-year-old gray-haired guy. I drive a nice car, you know. There's not drugs and alcohol in the car. They pull up, and they're still holding that gun ready to roll. And they're not. And then at the same time, they get some other scumbag that's obvious. I mean, I grew up, my dad was a bail bondsman, and I'm telling you, I've seen the other half. I know it. I know what it's all about, and it's rough, and it's, you know, you can see it coming, but no common sense. Just obey the regulations and policies at all times, and the most important thing is you cover your tail all the time. You're not serving or protecting, you're serving and protecting yourself, which is terrible. It's so sad. That's so not what we've got. And then, you know, they're out handing out speeding tickets, and they love DUIs, but then you can go into Nordstrom's and take $950 worth of stuff and run out the door, and you're okay. But don't, you know, accidentally speed or something like that, you know? So I think you get my point. It's troubling to me. I have a problem with it, as if you haven't figured that out by now. And I really think, when I saw this Uvalde thing, do you know that by the time they went in after this kid, they had, get this, this is a real number, 376 law enforcement officers on site before they went in. You know, what is that? And what do they do? Go in with some superpower SWAT team and blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, well, you can't shoot, you know, you might miss. And I don't even know what it is. But you know what? If you don't have marksmen that can pop and jack that situation quick, I think they do. People, children bled to death because of this. It was a troubling scenario. So what's the solution? The solution won't be bravery. The solution is going to be that they arm up more, they militarize more, that they enter certain situations in a far more aggressive manner, and they have trained people covered head to toe in armor, and they're going to be crashing into public schools, knocking down doors, blowing things up. We're going into loopy land, folks. We're going into crazy land. We're going into the thought police, and then they're, you know, they're all geared up. When you give law enforcement energy and power and especially high bore equipment, what do you think they're going to do with it? That was the big thing with all the MRAPs that Obama gave to the local police departments. They had to use them, and they caused all kinds of havoc. And then, you know, Obama gives that stuff out, and then they get like Ferguson, where you have these Black Lives Matter riots, and these guys are chucking everything under the sun at the police officers. And then when the police kind of move through and try to take care of everything, people are all over, you know, the media. I mean, we've got a lot going on in this world, folks. And I'm going to, just to keep it simple for you, please be wise, you know. And I am back again, I guess, on the financial aspect of things. It's like, there's only certain things you should do. You need to protect. You know, I talked about the Consumer Price Index over and over, that Clinton removed food, transportation, real estate, and energy costs. Those not only are the four things that you spend 85% of your disposable income on, so you're being deceived on what true interest or inflation is, but they're also the things you need to protect to preserve your and your family's life. Think about it. Food, transportation, real estate, and energy. Food, you got to eat. Make sure you've got a backup source of food. It doesn't have to be the greatest thing ever. They have emergency food kits, cans of soup. There's all kinds of things you can do. Transportation, you got to be able to get around. You can have a car, but once the roads get blocked up from an EMP or something, you might want an alternative form of transportation. Maybe a horse. I don't know. But, you know, motorcycles, there's different things. real estate. It's where you live. You need shelter. Our founders were crystal clear that the ability to own your own property gave you liberty. Well, what are they doing with that now? Taxation. Taxation by citation is one of them. And just taxation for ownership, taxation of your wealth. You have a property you live in? You want to live there? You got to pay the government a percent a year, which that's bad. But then they keep increasing the value. They nailed down the assessed values here in Spokane at the peak of the peak. We got hit hard on our properties. And now all of a sudden the properties are diving in value. They're going down. You know, I just spoke to a guy today who helped a person buy a house that was $575. They offered $475 and got it. That, my friends, is unheard of in the last couple years. Interest rates are rising. Payments are going up. We're a payment-oriented society. That is what's causing this problem. It's inevitable that this doesn't last. Today, I'll tell you, I was reading something interesting, and it really triggered a thought in me. Russia has outlawed all cryptocurrency transactions. I want you to think of that. What, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years, and before that I was a banker. So what do they always do? Everything. There's always the alternative to gold and silver. Always the alternative. Why is that? Why do they always want an alternative? Because they can't make money on physical product. They want you to buy the paper. So they're always turning paper, you know. They want paper this, paper that. It used to be exchange-traded funds and futures, and it's always, you know, the ETFs on precious metals are a nightmare. They're an absolute nightmare. They have no accounting, you know, and it's ultimately going to blow up too. I've said that. Crypto's coming apart at the seams. Countries can shut it down. Gold and silver, my friends, isn't subject to any of that madness. It's been around forever, will be around forever. God said it, and all the major central banks and nations are loaded with it. It is money. Always has been, always will be. You don't have to worry. You don't have to sit and you don't, folks, speculation is foolishness. You don't buy stuff hoping you're going to get rich. You want to preserve your wealth. You know, any of you who've experienced a significant loss of wealth knows that feeling. It's terrible. And if you're honest with yourself, someone convinces you to do it, but it's always, hey, you're going to make really good money, maybe better than you should. And so you bite a piece of the cake off, and pretty soon you're in too deep and you're taking a bath. And I'm not telling you that like I'm some pompous, arrogant, you know, purist. I've done it too. In my terms, I like to be honest, and I call it greed. It's a desire to, you know, to accumulate an excessive amount of wealth. The bottom line is that you have to see growth in your investments to maintain inflation. I mean, that's a fact. You cannot, there's no other way around it. You've got to protect yourself against inflation. That's what gold and silver does. What's really cool when we get into the pre-33 stuff, and I've explained, you know, there's the gold standard was based on a $10 gold piece. It was about a half ounce of gold. And everything was based off of that. It was based on how many grams of gold were in it and everything. And they have a $20 gold piece. That's what we call the double eagle. That's what made America great. That's what made the world know us. That's what made our money solid as a rock. We have an eagle, a $10 gold piece. We have a $5 gold piece, half eagle. We happen to have a bunch of $5 Indians right now, which are my favorite. They're super hard to get, and they trade like bullion. They carry a small premium over their bullion content. And then there's 2.5 Indians. They only made 2 coins that are called incuse design. Most coins, like if you look at a state quarter, they stamp it and it raises up the devices. The detail is risen. On these two, on a $5 Indian and a $5 or a $2.50 Indian, they incuse the design. They stamp the design into the coin, so it's flat with the design stamped in it. It's the coolest thing you've ever seen. They're the most awesome coins you've seen. They're just great, and they're scarce. I want to say rare, but they're very semi-numismatic. My terminology for semi-numismatic is referring to items that you're buying based on their precious metals content, their intrinsic value, but they have had extreme value runs in the past, and they will have again. You cannot make more of this stuff, folks. And it's passed all the tests of, is it, you know, legal to own? And my whole philosophy is there shouldn't be another gold confiscation, because we've dropped the gold standard under Nixon in 71. He let it go. That's when we had the oil embargoes, the OPEC stuff. I remember my parents driving their cars, sitting in line at the gas station just to get 5 gallons. Hyperinflation took off. And prior to that, after World War II, we had conned the world into what's called the Bretton Woods Act, which basically made the U.S. dollar the petrodollar globally. If you do not trade in the dollar for gold, in other words, you're required, if you ever trade in oil globally, it's got to be the dollar. That is what makes the dollar strong. Nothing more, nothing less. Every nation who's tried to buck the system, the leaders are dead. Saddam Hussein, Hosni Mubarak, Muammar Gaddafi, the Syrian president, I can't remember right now. These guys they get blacklisted and they get taken out because they're not playing according to the Dick Cheney rules of the world. And, you know, but that's not going to last forever. Right now, they're stretching us so thin. You have brain dead Biden up there. He doesn't even, you know, they say, oh, we're producing more oil than we've produced since he got in office. Well, big deal. Nothing compared to what Trump was doing. The guy comes in, shuts down the Keystone Pipeline, lays off 24,000 people, which is actually, you fivefold that, it's 120,000 jobs, good jobs. And then he pumps $2 billion into the Nord Stream 2 line for Russia, which gives Putin the ability and the power to circumvent Ukraine, provide no fuel to them, and here we got a war. I mean, there's politics there. I don't want to get into it. Doesn't matter. But what president shuts down their own fuel pipeline and puts $2 billion into another one in another country? Only a man who is not playing with the full deck. So they're, you know, they're sabotaging our nation in every way. You know, the Women's Health Protection Act, they're trying to codify Roe v. Wade after the Supreme Court said this is not constitutional. But they don't care. They don't care. I mean, who wants leadership like this? Someone was asking me recently, why is Nancy Pelosi still there? She's so old. She's crazy. And I said, because she is the number one cash machine in the political arena. She shows up at places and gets these left-wingers to hump out a ton of dough to pay, you know, the Democratic Party insane amounts of money to continue to support their lunacy. Right? So here we go. Let's see what else I can touch on before I get into the money stuff. I got the, you know, covered that. Da, 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 da. I want to go back and talk about crypto. Russia outlawed crypto. Does that matter to you? Well, I thought crypto was the new thing. I thought it was this hot new currency. Do you know crypto doesn't even meet the definition of money? Money has to be fungible. That means it's equal in all places at all times. However, every crypto coin that gets created requires more work energy than the last. And now you've got umpteen different cryptocurrencies floating around out there because everyone had to get on the game. There's always some distraction from God's money. God's got a simple system. Our founders set this nation up on a gold and silver standard, period. And they said, if anyone ever deviated from that, they shall be put to death. That is in writing, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution and the Coinage Act of 1792, period. And they went and gave it away. Okay, so fine. We're not coming back. People were listening to all this Nasara, Jasara stuff. You figure out yet that isn't true? I can't remember the name of that guy, Charlie Ward or whatever, that was out spewing this stuff. I was always gagged by this guy. He's a self-promoting fruitcake. It ain't happening. If Trump gets back in, it's going to be through elections. And if anything, you know, he kept saying, we're going back on a gold standard. Why would we go on a gold standard? We've handed our financial system over to a private bank that makes all of its money when they create fiat currency. There's like 38 banks that get a cut of the pie before it comes to you. And then it's got to be backed by debt, so it's got to be paid back with debt, and it's got to have interest, so they got to make more currency to cover the interest, and they've got a 9-to-1 fractional reserve banking system, so for every $100,000 or $1 million that gets deposited, they can loan out $9 million, and they've got overnight funds. If they have excessive funds in their account, they get paid percentage points on that, and I mean, they have gone to the extreme of shortening the banknote paper money by a quarter of an inch to save the paper. The weight of our coins, they're made out of tin junk, absolute garbage. Everything we use now, it's fiat as fiat gets. Fiat means valued by decree because the king, you know, joking, but because somebody said it's got value. Forget it. You can use it for daily exchange, but you don't tie your life up in it. Remember something, folks. Frauds end suddenly. Frauds end suddenly. You're not smarter than me on this stuff, and I'm not smarter than a lot of other people. When it's over, it's over. It's going to hit hard and fast. They're going to be looking for another great dark night. Right before the election, and it's, you know, the best place to hit people is in the pocketbook. When you're dealing with money, you have one thing. If you're a Bible believer, you do what God says, and you buy precious metals-based assets, period. You're not smarter, and, you know, I've talked to a guy, excuse me, the other day that said, well, Kevin, you know, he was all like, crypto, Kevin, crypto, crypto. You got to get into crypto. How come you're not selling crypto? You should sell crypto. And I'm like, I don't believe in it. Oh, it's great. It's awesome. It's going to the moon and blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? He moved his entire 401k into it, lost 70% now. I talked to him the other day. He's like, oh, man, that's bad. I don't know what to do. I said, get out. Oh, no. I got to get my money back. Good luck, buddy. It's like going to Vegas, starting to gamble and losing your tail and saying, I'm going to keep gambling, so I'm going to get my money back. Would you ever recommend anyone do that? If anyone, by the way, ever tells you they're a professional gambler, they're full of baloney. They're a severe gambling addict. You show me a professional gambler that lives in a beautiful mansion and drives beautiful cars that they've paid for free and clear, and I'll be blown away. I've never seen it. I spent years in banking. Professional gambler is someone who likes to gamble, and they win some and they lose some. They've usually got a fixed income or something. There's no such thing as a professional gambler, because gambling's not designed to make you a professional. You can play, you know, Texas Hold'em and read people better than the next guy and make $300 here and there. But professional gambling is not in any way, shape, or form a virtuous occupation. It's not even a real thing, right? But you would never recommend to somebody who's sitting in Vegas and they go, hey, man, I lost 75% of my money. And you'd say, well, the best thing you can do is you get back in there and you just keep on gambling until you get that back. Crypto is a joke. Bitcoin's the only one that has maintained a third of its value. It's a joke. And then countries, like I said, like Russia outlawed. It's coming more. Why? They don't want it. They don't like it. Gold and silver, you bet your tail. Always money. compact form of wealth. You folks, you can put $100,000 worth of gold in the palm of your hand. You can travel with it, go anywhere with it. It's not illegal to have. You can go through the TSA checkpoints. I've done it. It's fine. You know, it's fine. And right now, the best thing about pre-33 gold is it's trading at its bullion levels. And the truth is, precious metals prices are suppressed. The whole market has been hammered. A lot of the metals were being carried on paper with people's margin accounts, which is where they borrow money against their 401k and they buy more and they go buy, you know, and the price of metals is based on the futures, which is hooey, but it's truey. And they basically, you know, figure out the long and short futures and calculate spot. It's just a bunch of malarkey. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter. It's money. Always has been, always will be. Untitled, liquid, anonymous, and transportably respected real estate that you carry upon your person. There's nothing else like it. You lock it down, you take care of yourself, you're doing just fine. You know, you got it, and that's it. It's the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. You own it, and it's yours, and there ain't nothing like it, period. 401ks and IRAs, I've discussed, they're tax procrastinated. We all get tied up in this whole, well, I got a 401k. Well, you know, if you do the math, like I've said, what are you getting? Like I said, say you're making $75,000 a year. You have to put at least 6% of your money in this 401k. You're limited on your investments. How much is your employer kicking in? Oh, 1.5, 2 if you're lucky. So you're getting, you know, whatever it is, $1,175 to $1,500 a year if you're making $75,000, which most people aren't. Big deal. I mean, it's a racket. And here's the kicker. Now, it's all subject to tax when you need it, except for the 10% penalty. If you take it out before you're 59 and a half now, you've just subdued yourself to. Why would you do that? Because you don't know any better, because you think you're doing the right thing and you think you're saving. You can save in precious metals. We have a lot of customers, folks, that take their paycheck and come and get precious metals. Once you have it, I don't care. I've done it, like I've said, for friends, relatives, you know, close family, you name it. It's yours. It's off the grids, off the charts, completely private, completely anonymous. You lock it up, you put it away, and there it lies, and it maintains its value against real inflation. It's not lied to like you are. It's based on the actual buying power of the dollar. It'll have the up and down trends and be affected by various markets. But the thing is, right now, gold's in the 17s. I mean, this is cheap time, cheapity cheap time. Silver's in the $20-ish range. I mean, this is cheap, cheap, cheap time. This is when you buy. Warren Buffett. He's an idiot savant, excuse me, but he's an absolute genius when it comes to compounding money. What's he doing right now? Oh, buying gold and silver again. And what's he say? When everyone's selling, I'm buying. He likes to find value that's down. You should be doing the same thing. Your 401k, you are going to pay tax on that. I have become a firm believer. You can have a self-managed 401k, but I've become a firm believer in rollouts. Get out. I did it. Everyone I've affected has done it. You get out, you get your metal, you pay the tax when it comes due out of the metal, and then it's yours. You're off the grid, you're free and clear. Products like pre-33 gold, U.S. gold, the majority of what we sell and recommend is non-reportable. As of the tax laws of 1985, when they were trying to get people out of the Cougarand because it was the number one gold coin in the world, and they were anti-apartheid, because we always have to have a political cause behind everything. But the bottom line is, get it in your possession. You're going to see rises and falls Right now, I think we're in a fall. I think right now it doesn't get better. You know where we're going. The election's coming up. The major moves in the market always take place in the fourth and first quarters. There's the most likelihood right now, significantly, is that gold's hitting in the 17s. I predict by maybe next May, maybe 2350 gold. Silver's going to be 29 to 30 bucks. You're talking 35, well, it depends which way you cut it. If you go from 20 to 30, that's a 50% increase. If you look at 30 and cut back 10, it's 33. But either way you slice it, I'm seeing some pretty significant increases coming up. I think 50%, 40 to 50% probably over the next 9 months. I mean, and that's nothing great. That's just kind of returning to where it's been. And the market, in hyperinflation, it's going to blow sky high. I don't want to make people buy it to get rich, but I'm telling you, the common sense of it is absurd. Get it. Take care of it now. Don't procrastinate. You got nothing to lose. When you own precious metals, the difference between the buy and the sell is percentage points, literally a couple percent. There's not, you own money. And we're not, you know, I have been running into so many things, folks. We had someone from North Carolina. We got listeners all over the United States. A guy was trying to transfer money to us from North Carolina. And this, you know, banker special guy at whatever bank was telling him, oh, no, I looked online and that company's fraud. Like, what? We've been in business 30 years. Well, come to find out, they're telling him that he needs to put his money in their investment fund. Don't buy into that. You know what? If you walk into a bank, and this is for you ladies, ladies are far more impressionable. They want approval for what they do. You do not require any approval to take your money out of your bank and do whatever you want with it. They're telling people, well, we just can't give you that much money today. I'm seeing this, folks. I'm telling you, wrong. You stand there and you say, baloney, you give me my money now. I had a gal I sold a little while ago, a couple years ago. I sold a side-by-side Yamaha Rhino ATV I had. She was a teacher out of Wallace, and we went into the bank. I wanted cash, and the gal started this thing with her going, ma'am, are you under duress? Are you being pressured? It was $8,500, and she's like, no, I'm fine. Are you sure? I feel really uncomfortable with this transaction. I'm just not going to be able to let you have cash. I'm going to have to cut two cashier's checks. And she's doing, and I finally stepped up and said, look, this is ending right here. Let me speak with your manager. And the manager comes out with the same chip on her shoulder. This is Wells Fargo, one of my least favorite banks. Not that I like many of them. And we go round and round, and pretty soon she figured out, gee, this guy actually knows what he's talking about. And then they backed off and gave us the cash. Do not let them do that to you. They have no right. Unfortunately, we're bound to this bank system. But folks, if they're doing that now, what happens when you need your money on a bad day? Get gold and silver. People are like, oh, where do I sell it? Well, first of all, it's worth money. It is money. You just don't even realize it because you've been brainwashed to think these little cheesy pieces of paper that say Federal Reserve note or a chunk of tin is something. I'll tell you what, when all hell breaks loose economically, all that stuff goes away fast. There's documented tragedies, if you will, that have shown that. The hurricane in Japan, the Indonesian tsunami, cash was over. Done. Only thing was gold and silver and hard, valuable assets, period. That's it. It's God's money. He says it's going to be good till the end. I believe him. He says you'll be casting your gold and silver in the streets on the final day. I believe him. Stop being part of man's system. Remember, man's system, godlessness, God's system, godliness. Just do the right thing. Our phone number is 509-444-0044. That's Spokane, but you can area code it. You can also call toll-free 877-TAP-COIN. That's 877-827-2646 and get the ball rolling. We'll take care of you. We have a nice inventory right now. of pre-33 semi-numismatic gold. I cannot guarantee it's going to be there for long. We can't keep it in stock. It's difficult to get. It's just a good time. The value's good. The price is right. We have the product. We're honest. We're fair. We're ethical. Do the right thing with your money. You'll never regret it. You will not regret it. You'll love it. We also have the highest rated privately held depository service out there too. If you don't know where to store it, we can help you with that as well. But I'm telling you, I'm serious about that. Another thing is, I'll throw in there quick, is if you've done transactions with us, if you want to go online and give us 3 5-star reviews and different venues or formats or platforms and just describe, you know, your experience, we would appreciate that very much. And we'll also give you $2 silver for your effort. So please do it if you're, you know, if spending 20 minutes or 30 minutes isn't worth getting $90 worth of silver dollars or $80 to $90, you know, then you're making a lot more money than I am, and I want to know what you do for a living. So you probably need to take a look at doing that. I think you can probably benefit from it. It gives you something to do at night, and you can make a little money, get a couple nice silver dollars, help us out. People, non-voluntary surveys, I've had that pressed in my head when I was studying collegiate statistics and mathematics. Voluntary studies are always driven by emotion. So you get weird people that'll put out weird reviews, crazy, silly stuff, you know, that just, it just doesn't make sense. People come in, we have a really high bar to meet. We're the best in the nation. We're the finest facility, the best organization in this industry. And so people have high expectations. If they go to some, you know, junky looking bookstore coin shop, they have no expectations. With us, the standards start high, and sometimes they're too high, and you'll get people that kind of have unrealistic expectations. People become angry when they think they have Grandma June's, you know, jewelry, and they find out it's costume jewelry. I get, you wouldn't believe how often people tell me they want to argue with me about, they want to sell me something like a gold necklace. And then they want to argue with me if I say, I'm sorry, that's not gold. They want to argue with me. My whole point is, like, how do I make money if I take something you give me to buy and I hand it back to you and say, I'm sorry, I can't buy that, it's not gold? People that don't have a full comprehension reality don't understand. There's no scam there. It's like, oh, I can't buy that. I wish I could, but, oh, you're scamming me. Well, how am I scamming you? I'm not, you know, you get my picture. So it's just the logic we get sometimes in here. But anyway, so folks, I'm just asking you, please, you know, do what you can to protect your finances right now. I'm so confident that we're heading into dire times. I just think this is the most beautiful window I've seen in a long time, price-wise, product-wise, market-wise. There's the writing is all over the wall. There's no debate over what's going on and what's coming. I mean, there's none. You have, you know, you're basically putting your money into one of the most solid, well, into, you're putting your wealth into real money is what you're doing. And I would say the wake-up call is now. We are under extreme duress in this nation. Things are messed up. We're confused. We've let this Marxism take us over. Economies are faltering globally. Governments are feeling pressured by the restless have-nots, you know, this 99% stuff. The rebels are so-called 99%ers. You know, they're taking over the C corporations. I discussed that recently. And private sector small business owners are being run out to varying degrees. And our personal freedoms and inalienable rights are becoming more and more alien. There's so much going on, folks. The FDIC is, I won't even get into that, it's bankrupt. It doesn't matter. You can have some liquidity for sure, but just lock your money down, and especially any long-term savings, metals, 401k IRA rollouts, metals, call us. We can help you out with that. We're good at it. I'm good at it. I'll help you out. But you get my point. I don't know what else to say. Hopefully I've made my point, and you've got an opportunity. You have a window, a beautiful window in 2022 right now to preserve and protect your hard-earned and accumulated wealth. Because, folks, losing it hurts. I've been down that road. It's not good. It is not good. I have lost money in stupid investments. I'll never do it again, hopefully. Knock on wood. Praise the Lord. But I sure will begin to always stick with what I know and what I believe. And I believe I have a pretty strong financial acumen. And that's just the way God took me. And it's my job and my duty to pass that knowledge and wisdom on to you. And I hope you hear me. And I know some of you have spouses to overcome and all that. Just do, you know what? Do the right thing. Pray. I mean, pray. It's simple. God already told you what to do. Just see if you need to do what he said. There's no mystery. We pray for things the Bible's already told us to do. So I'm out of time again. Take care. God bless. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.